Alright, so I just read a passage from page 13 and a passage from page 231. One word that occurs in both passages is the word facade. On page 18, Desai writes, "The cook's dignity had no basis. The policeman had ruined the facade and threw it in his face." Here, the word facade directs the reader's attention to the utter lack of that which is presented, dignity. Sai and the cook, in their daily interaction, possess something of an intimacy, a closeness, but in the presence of the cook's poverty and exposed humiliation, the supposed intimacy evaporates. Class differences that usually sift beneath the surface of things turn into an awkward and misguided effort at reconciliation. Similarly, at the end of the second passage, Desai describes what it is often like for immigrants to return to the families that they left. Namely, as on page 233, that they return to a facade of intimacy and affection. You see, after initial excitement at reunion, it becomes obvious that something has been lost in the years of an immigrant's absence. The phone conversation is a case in point. The conversation between the cook and his son, Bijou, accomplishes close to nothing in the way of communication. Nothing is concretely conveyed except for mutual concern. The statements seem to sail right by each other, and it isn't the fault of the phone line, which is used as a scapegoat. What becomes interesting in the second passage is not what is said, but rather what is omitted from the conversation. Hidden humiliations, hopes, likely to be disappointed and so better not mentioned. What allows for relatively smooth interactions between the novel's characters is the act of concealment, the formation of some facade, some common, albeit limited, plane of existence. What do Sai and the cook really have in common, apart from their shared living space? They are able to get along only because they suppress their class differences, the lifestyles and expectations that come along with those differences. Sai and Jian, the Nepali tutor, can find only a semblance of romance before ethnic rifts tear them apart. Similarly, Bijou can serve and be cordial to Indian businessmen who eat beef only by suppressing his disapproval. Suppression and habit, little substance, that seems to be the fabric of what successful interaction there is in the novel. On page 233, Desai writes that affection is only a habit, after all. I'm really curious to see what you guys think about this really depressing appraisal. I find Desai's novel very powerfully depressing. In fact, I think that we are invited to question the conclusion of the novel, the happy embrace between father and son, as a resolution at all. The happy resolutions that Sai finds in Victorian literature, in Wuthering Heights, for example, simply has no place in her own narrative of displacement. I can't think of any two characters in the novel that achieve any real, substantive, mutual understanding. It's all a facade, these superficial interactions where people can achieve some kind of intimacy, but only on such a limited level. In Desai's descriptions of Bijou's employment in various New York City kitchens, I was reminded of the common metaphor for the United States of a melting pot, a somewhat disturbing image of multiculturalism the more I think about it. The United States is a nation of facades, of clean narratives. Everything else is discarded, abandoned, ignored, forgotten. Death, rats, injury, illegal immigration, third world tragedy. We are sheltered from these things, but there is definitely something brewing beneath the surface. I'm interested in the portrait of America that is presented. In aping crude images of reality, I'm talking about media and Hollywood here, we sail forward through life, but only on a limited plane of reality, suppressing differences, letting things simmer below the surface. What do we do with what is forgotten, ignored? The way of forgetting, the way of the judge, I mean, seems unsustainable. Is the way then to turn one back to large ideas, to history, and to arrange one's life around simple things, a mountain, for example? It seems this is the axiom of our seminar. Always there will be omissions, elisions, disappearances, and seldom will there be resolutions. All right, I look forward to discussion tomorrow. See you guys there.